ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Ravna Tegetzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Ura Dav Ches. We'll begin at the Mishnah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah there discusses primarily the Dinei Tumah of a Bechor. An entire Dav Ches discusses Dinim of a Bechor. We'll start with the Akdom of some of the Dinim of a Bechor Behima Tairo, which has a din to be Hukrav on the Mizbeach. So the din is that if the Bechor is a Tam, doesn't have any mumin, so it's given to a kain, the kain is makrevit as a carbon on the mizbeach, and the basar is nechal aide the kain. When the bechor was a tam and was brought as a carbon, then it's also for a zar to eat from the basar. This is a mishnah in the fifth parak of Zvachim. The mishnah there also tells us that it's nechal bechol ha'ir, it can be eaten in the entire Yerushalayim since it's kotchei kalim, and it's nechal for shnei yom v'layla also as kotchei kalim, he has 2 days and a night. Now which the Mishnah says that a Bechor is Nechal l'Koyanim, there's a Machlikis Rishonim. The sheet of the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Maisa Karbonos Halacha Hei is that the Basar of the Bechor, since it's Kotri Kalim, it's not Kotri Kochim, it can be eaten not only by the Koyanim, but also by their Nesheim, Avdeim, similar to Chumo. Chumo is Nechal to Koyanim, but their wives could eat it also, it's not Dafka Zohar, and the Avdei Koyanim could eat it as well. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Korach, where the Parsha of Bechor Behima Tahir is written. The Pasuk says, "V'sar mi'yeloch kechaze atnufo ukeshoik hayomin." The Torah compares Besar Bechor to Chaz v'shoik of Shlomim, and since Chaz v'shoik of Shlomim could be eaten not only by Zichrei Kohuna, but by Nesheim v'Avdeim as well, so too the Rambam says, Besar Bechor also could be eaten by Noshim and Avodim. Not all Yishayim are masking to this, however. The sheet of the Ravid, in Perak Aleph Hilchos Nedorim Halachi Yud Aleph, as well as in the Chedushi Arashba in Nedorim Daf Yud Aleph, is that the basar of a bechor could only be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna, not by Nesheim v'Avdeim. We'll see that this machlokes Yishayim will be negated to us for the sugya over here on Daf Ches. Now, if the bechor gets a mum, so now already cannot be hukrav on the mizbeach as a carbon, still the din is that the bechor is mum and kainim. It has to be given to a kain, so regardless of whether it was given to the kain before it had a mum and it got a mum at the kain's house, or if it was not yet given and it got a mum, Yisrael would have to give it to the kain, since the bechor is the mum of the kain. Now, Bechor, which gets a mum, and similarly Meister has the same dinim, is different than other kachim. Other kachim, when they get a mum, it still has it on a kedusha, it needs pidyon, and the money that comes from the pidyon is used to buy a new carbon. Ashenkein Bechor and Meister could be nechal b'mumon. The Bechor is eaten by the kain without being paid it, Meister is eaten by Yisrael without pidyon. And when a Bechor ba mum is eaten by a kain, they're ready, it could be eaten by anyone, the kain can share it, he could give it to a Yisrael, he could even give it to a goy. Rashi over here on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschol Meicher Noisei, he quotes the Mishnah in Bechoris. In truth, it's really Machaikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai of their hold that even a Bechor Bal Mum can only be eaten by Kayanim. We hold like Beis Hillel that it can even be eaten by Yisrael and even by a Goy. Now, as we said, a Bechor Bal Mum does not need pidyon, it can be eaten without pidyon. However, there's also a din that pidyon does not work. This is discussed earlier, we saw in Dav Hei Amud Beis, where there quotes the Pasuk which says, by Bechor Le Sifte. And the Gemara brings that in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph it's mevur that a bechor does not have pidyon. The Gemara wanted to prove from there that you say kol mosa the omer rechmanu loy savadi over loy mahani. Pidyon does not work by a bechor since the pasuk gave a lav to be paid to it. The Gemara of their answer is that even if you hold like a bayah that he over mahani, since the pasuk says by bechor ki kodesh heim from heim we learn b'av yosan yiyu. Therefore, the kuli yama pidyon does not work by bechor as it says in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph. An important question is, what would the pidyon accomplish anyhow if pidyon would work for a bechor? Since even without pidyon it could be eaten by anyone according to Beis Hillel, so the bechor even before the pidyon has the same din as other kabbanis which had pidyon. Other kabbanis, when they get a mum, they're still aser ba'achilo, they still have an iser kodesh on them, only after they have pidyon, we refer to them as psulei kodeshim sheniftu, then they become mutar ba'achilo. Bechor is already mutar ba'achilo before pidyon, what would the pidyon accomplish? So here already we have two mahalchim and rishonim. Taisus over here by us and Daf Ches, and Dibur Maschal Bechor Nemer Leisifte, he says, Lo'ilam hu b'kedusha, say, Le'inyin d'einoi nimkar b'itliz, vein nishko b'litra. Taisus mevor, that if pidyon would work, then theoretically what it would accomplish would be, he'd be able to sell the meat in the marketplace, and he'd be able to weigh the meat on regular scales. Now that the din is a Bechor cannot be nifte, therefore it retains those dinim. Taisus is referring to the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, which is mevor, that Bechor and Meiser which have a mum, although they can be eaten without a pidyon, still one cannot be noig with them, b'derech zilzel, selling them in the marketplace and weighing them as regular meat would be considered a zilzel of kachim. And Taisus mevor that if pidyon would work, Hidin would take off the kedusha legabi those dinim. We no longer have to be concerned with being mezalzel bekachim. And how the ma'isa dinim said the pidyon does not work, therefore those dinim remain. This is one mahalach. Rashi, however, learns differently. The Rashi is in Dafei Omebeis. Here in Dafches, Rashi doesn't say clear exactly what the nafkamin would be. Here at the top of Dafches Omeralf, he just says, Pidyon ein lo ishi konisa pidyon begedusha v'hu yetzei l'chulin. Pidyon would mean that the Bechor is yetzei l'chulin. He doesn't say what nafkamin there would be. However, earlier in Dafei Omebeis, the top Rashi, Dibur Maschel, Bechor Nemer lo sifte, Rashi says, Ein habayim b'choyim lifdoisoy v'linig boy minig chulin kegan giza v'avayda. Rashi there was also bothered by this problem. What would the pidyon accomplish if one would be able to be poida b'char? Rashi answers this by saying, we know the din is that a bal mum is still aser b'giza v'avayda. One cannot derive benefit from it other than shechting it and eating the basar. So here the pidyon theoretically would have worked to be matter b'giza v'avayda. Now that the pasuk says lo yisifte, so if one is poida, it's nachal. As the Gemara says over there in Dafei Omebeis, whether you hold b'derech kal yovid mahani or yovid loy mahani. Now there is a problem, however, with that Rashi over there in Dafei Omebeis, which the Rishash asks over there and other Achronim discuss, and that is, we know that the klal is other types of karbonis, which when they become a balmum, they do require pidyon in order for one to eat them. The din is that even after the pidyon, sulam akdashim shaniftu, they still have certain yisurim, they're still usher begizav avoida. If so, what would Rashi mean to say that if Bechor would have pidyon, then it would become mutter begizav avoida? Why would you say that it's different than other types of karbonis after pidyon? The pidyon does not help to be matter than begizav avoida. The Rishash says, what Rashi should have said is al derech what Tosis says in Daf Ches, that if the pidyon would have worked, it would have helped in the gay of the Isser to be sheichet be'idlis v'lishko be'litra. And Rishash says, Rashi himself in Baba Kam and Daf Yud Gimel actually does say this, al derech Tosis by us in Daf Ches, that pidyon would have helped in the gay of the din of lishchet be'idlis v'lishko be'litra. Now it's interesting, the Rishash did not mention that Tosis asks this kasha on Rashi in Zvachim Daf Ayin Heyom Abayz. Rashi over there also says, Nafkamina of Pidyon by Bechor would have been B'negea Giza V'Avaydo, and Tosis over there on Dibur Maschel Hiftuli asks this kasha, how can you say that Nafkamina is L'gabi Giza V'Avaydo if you know that other Karbonis, when they have Pidyon, the din is that even after the Pidyon they're still Asher B'Giza V'Avaydo, why would Bechor after Pidyon be any different? So Tosis over there gives two terutzim. The first that Tosis gives is, the case where Pidyon would help would be where the Bechor was born a Bal Mum. So it got the Mum before it was born. The Kedushas Bechor is only at the time of birth. Therefore, this is similar to a case where one was Makdash Bal Mum. Then is that if one is Makdash Bal Mum and never got Kedushas Haguf in the first place, then after when he's paid it, it's not Asher Bagiz V'Avoida. So to this type of Bechor Bal Mum, which before the Kedusha was Chal, was already a Bal Mum, there if there would be a din of Pidyon by Bechor, then it would also be Mutter Bagiz V'Avoida. Meisah, this Teretz of Tosis is not so poshut. The Marit Al-Ghazi in Becheris, in Perek Hei, Oys Lamed Ches, is matmi on this Tosis. He says, we know that the din is, a Bechor is reading the Skadish Meirechem even before it's born. If so, it would always have the status of Kodam Hekdesh Le'mumay. The Hekdesh is always Chal before the Mum. What does Tosis mean to say that if it would have Pidyon, it would have the same din as the Karbon, which had a Mum before it was Hugdash, since it's only Chal Kedushas Damim, when you're Poydet is Mutter Begiz V'Avoida, L'chayr over here, Bechor, the Hekdesh always comes before the Mum. That's the first teretz of Tosis over there. The second teretz Tosis says is that if there would be a din pidyon by Bechor, you would have said it's different than Shar P'sulei HaMikdashim. Shar P'sulei HaMikdashim, the din is that the money that you get from the pidyon would be used L'tzerech Gavoya, meaning you use the money to buy new carbon. There the din is that the P'sulei HaMikdashim, even after pidyon, does not go out totally L'chulin, it retains a certain dinim, it's still Aser B'Giza V'Avoido. Mashen Kein Bechor U'Maiser, Tosis says, if they would have pidyon, the money would not be used L'tzerech Gavoya. There you would think that the din is that after pidyon they're even mutter b'giza v'avoida. This is an interesting svara which needs further hesber. Why would it be that other types of karbonis, since the money is aimed to be used for another karbon, therefore after pidyon it's still aser b'giza v'avoida, as opposed to a bechor? Rakobhanim, we could take out of Tosis an important point. Tosis is mavur that if bechor would have pidyon, the money would not go l'gavoya. One would have to know what would actually have been done with the money if theoretically bechor would have a pidyon. That point seems to remain unclear. Like the Shleimer Dafei Omebeis on that Rashi over there says, L'chor the Sfar to say why if there would be Pidyon by Bechor, it would be Mutter B'Giz V'Avoida, even the other P'sulei HaMikdashim, after Pidyon they're still Aser B'Giz V'Avoida. He explains, since other Kabbalists which get a Mum, they're still Aser B'Achila, their Hekdash is still there, one has to first be paid to them for them to be Mutter B'Achila. So there we understand that even after the Pidyon, there is some Kedusha which remains, they're still Aser B'Giz V'Avoida. Ashengein a Bechor, where after it has a mum, it's already mutter ba'achila, that if the would-be pigeon, then the pigeon would release the Kedusha entirely, it would bring it down one further madrigo, and it would mutter even Begiza v'avoida. This is how the Shlem explains in Rashi over there in Dafei, and then he quotes the Taisis in Zvachim, which we just mentioned, the second teretz of Taisis. He says, this is really Be'etzim, what Taisis means to say in the second teretz, if the would-be pigeon by a Bechor, it would bring it down one level, and it would be mutter even Begiza v'avoida. Now there is an entirely different mahalach to explain that which the pasuk says by Bechor le'sifte, what would the pinyon accomplish anyhow if it's already mutter ba'achilo? So Rashi and Baba Kama on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Dira Maschel be'Bechor, he seems to have a different understanding in the entire din that Bechor doesn't have a pinyon. He understands that it's not referring to a Bechor bal mum, rather it's referring to a Bechor tam. Without this pasuk, you would have thought that a Bechor, even before it has a mum, would be possible to have a pinyon on it. Unlike other karbonis which do have pinyon, there the pinyon is only after it gets a mum. You would have thought that a Bechor has a pinyon even before it has a mum. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Gimel Ois Dalet, he quotes the Rashi, and he explains, what is the pshat? Why do we need a pasuk to tell us that one cannot be paid a Bechor before it has a mum? Why would you think that is different than other karbanis? So he brings the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch over there, who says that the Mitzvah of Shleiliftes Bechor Behim Tahira, the Torah had to tell us this because one would have thought that it's similar to a Bechor of a Petr Chamoyer. A Petr Chamoyer, the pasuk says, Tifteh Beseh, that it has a pidyon. If the Torah has to tell us that a Bechor Behim B'tahira, what is not supposed to be Paideh? You would have thought that it has a pidyon even before Balmum, similar to a Petr Chamor. According to that, the Menachas Chinuch explains, that's the Pshat in Rashi as well, the Pasuk of Leisifte is necessary for a Bechor which is still a Tam. According to this, you could say, Ein Chanami, once it has a Mum, you don't need the Pasuk of Leisifte, it's not negir whether it has pidyon or not, since either way it's Mutter Ba'achila, even without a pidyon. To say the pidyon is negir for Giza V'Avoida, that was difficult, as Tosfos asked. Even if it would have pidyon, it would still be usher begizav avoda like other psulei hamikdashim sheniftu. And the pshat of Taisis over here in Daf Ches also is not so poshut. Our Taisis says the pidyon will be nageya limkar beitliz velishkal belitro. Some ask on Taisis that those dinim are not deraisa anyhow. It seems to be a machlekes rishonim. Taisis talks about this in Becheres Daf Lamed Aleph. But akubanim, if it would only be a din darabanan, then you would not be able to say that the pasuk of leisifte is necessary to tell us that it doesn't have a pidyon. If the whole pidyon is only negeir limkar beitlis velishko belitro, which are anyways not dinim deraisa, akarach the pasuk of leisifte cannot be coming for that. According to this, the other pshat of Rashi and Baba Kama, the pasuk is coming to tell us that it doesn't have a pidyon when it's still a tam. Now we should just stress another point: as far as the din of limkar beitlis velishko belitro, the din is one cannot be mezalzel in the bechor. Let's talk about a bechor balmum, a bechor, however, which was brought as a carbon afterwards. The basar cannot be sold even in private. It's not only usher to sell it in the marketplace, it's usher to sell it at all. Even if a scale is not used to weigh it, still it's usher. As Rashi says over here on Zayin Amabeis, Dibur Maschel, Moichrin Oisei Tomim Chai, Lashon of Rashi is, Lav Oirech Ara Lassi Schoyer Bedover Shekarev Memenu L'Mizbeach. It's not appropriate to do business with basar, which came from a carbon which went on the Mizbeach. Now I'll begin the Mishnah on Zayin Amabeis, is Machaikis between Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, whether a kohen could be Memer with a Bechar. According to the Tanakhama, just like a chatas and an osham, which a kohen got from Israel to be makrevit, the kohen cannot be meimer, so too he cannot be meimer with a bechor. And Rech Benuri says he can be meimer. Rech Benuri's taina was, it's not a comparison to chatas v'osham. Chatas v'osham, the kohen does not have a chelik mechaim, he only is zeichin the basar after the akrovo. Vashenkin a bechor, the kohen is really zeichin it mechaim. And that Rabbi Kiva says he has a josh of ayahu, smrasa yiya kodesh, Heichen kedusha chalolov bebeis habaylim aftmur bebeis habaylim. The only one who is considered a baylim to be meimer with this carbon is one who was the baylim at the time the kedusha was chal. So over here, the kedusha was chal when it was by the Yisrael, not when it was by the kohen. Therefore, the kohen cannot be meimer. The Rashi over here adds that the Yisrael can be meimer with this carbon, meaning before he gives it to the kohen, he has the ability to be meimer. Now, I'll start by addressing this point of Rashi first. Rashi gets this from Gemara later on in Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara that brings a Braisa, Bechor bebeis habaylim oisin tmuro, bebeis hakoin ein oisin tmuro. The Braisa says clearly that when the Bechor is still bebeis habaylim, before he gives it to the kohen, the baylim can be meimer. And this is how the Rambam paskins la halacha, and Perek Aleph Hilchos Tmura halacha tes, he paskins that a kohen cannot be meimer with the Bechor, but the original baylim can be. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is, Aval habaylim shehemiru bebechor, kol zman shehu bebeisam oisin tmura. And the Achrayim discuss what is the pshat in this din. The Chayr, we hold the halacha, miskaper oise tmura, as it says in Daf Beis Amud Beis, and is paskin in the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Tmura halacha Dalid. The one who is considered a baylim legabri the parasha of tmura is the one who is the miskaper. The carbon is coming to be meratzeh for him. Over here, the Yisrael who has the Bechor, the Bechor Lecher is not coming to be mechaper for him. He's not considered the Bailam, the Indian, the Kapara. Why should he be able to be Mamer on this carbon? So the Shitu Mekubetas in Hashmotos, in Ois Tes Vov, he addresses this point. First, he starts with a different point. He seems to have been bothered over there. We know the klal is, if there's a makdash and a miskaper, one person is makdash the carbon on behalf of someone else's kapara, then is it the miskaper is Ois Tzmura? The Shitu was bothered, according to the Joshua of Rebbe Kiva, the only one who could be Mamer is the one who the Kedush was Chao on his Rishus. If so, in this case, when there's a makdash and a miskaper, how could it be miskaper Ois Tzmura? And that the Shitu Mekubetas answers, and he says, since it was Hukdash originally on behalf of his Kapara, he's considered the first Bailam. It's considered that the Kedush was Chao on his Rishus. Then the Shitu continues, and he quotes the Mishnah Daf Chof Aleph, which says, Tmuras HaBechor VaHamaiser, that Mishnah addresses what to do with Tmuras HaBechor, and it seems the Shitu Mekubetas was bothered, according to Rebbe Kiva, how is it possible to have Tmuras Bechor? According to Rebbe Kiva, the Kohen cannot be Mamer from the Bechor which he gets. It's not clear what exactly the Shita was bothered with, because the Chor is clear on Daf Chesamid Beis that the Yisrael can be Mamer with the Bechor before he gives it to the Kain. The Shita only says that in the second Mahalach, in the first Mahalach he was bothered according to Rebbe Kiva, how is it possible to have Tmuras Bechor? And he answers, it's possible if the Kain himself had a Bechor born to him, but then is that the Bechor is Niskadish, the Kain is Makrovit, and he himself eats the Basar. In this case, the Kain would be able to be Mamer from that Bechor. Then he says, Veish Mefarshim, the way to possibly have a Tmuras Bechor is if the Bayim were Makdash before he gave it to the Kain. Again, we're bothered, that Chor seems to be a clear Gemara in Daf Chesamid Beis. Why is this a Chiddush which he has to bring B'Shem the Yesh Mefarshim? Rakapan, over there the Shita explains, why would it be that the Yisrael can't be Mamer from this Bechor? He says, Kivan Shabayodi Litnoi Lechol Kain Sheyirtze. Since the Yisrael has a certain Bailus, a certain Schus Mamin in this Bechor, he could choose which Kain to give it to. That type of Sana is enough to give him a Din Bailim and he'll be able to be Mamer. So the Shita was bothered by this. What would be the pshat that the Yisrael could be Mamer before he gives the Bechor to the Kain? Why would we consider him a Bailim? And that the Shita answers, because he has Tevas Anah, that's enough to give him a Bailus. This obviously will need further Hezber. In the Sefer Dvar Shol and Simon Yud Dalid, Sifkot and Beis, he brings the Shita Mekubetas and he explains, the Shita Mekubetas seems to have held, to be considered a Bailim L'inyan Tmura, one has to have all of the Schusim, all of the Koyach in this carbon. Just as we find Psula and Megdoshim after Pidyon, the din is that they still have Tmura, as it says in the Mishnah Becharis Daf Yudalid, even though in that case they don't have any din Hakrova Bechlal, still the one who's considered the Bailam for whatever Schusim there are in this carbon to be had, he's considered the Bailam L'inyan Tmura. So regular carbon after one is Makdashit, so the Miskaper is the one who's considered to have all of the Schusim, it's Amid for the Kapara, for him, therefore he's the one who could be Mamer, but a Bechar which is born to a Yisrael before it's given to a Kayin, it's not yet Oymid LaHakrova, it's only after it's given to the Kain. What Schusim can one possibly have in this Behemoth before it was given over to the Kain? The Schusim he can have is the Tevas Sana to decide which Kain to give it to. Those Schusim are enough to give him a Bailus, since he has all the Kayach which there is to be had in this carbon. This is a Chiddush, but Akoparim, this is how he wants to explain Badas, the Shitu Mekubetas. Why would it be that just because the Yisrael has Tevas Sana, that's enough to be considered a Bailim, Le'inyan Tmura? One can take a look further in Dvar Shol over there in Ois Aleph. He had a tat to say, and this would also be a chiddush, that what is the din if the Yisrael wants to be makir of this bechor as a carbon, then afterwards give the basar to a kohen? Can he do such a thing? He says over there, kipshutoi, surely the chatchila one should not do such a thing. He should give it over to the kohen. The kohen is supposed to be makir of it. If whoever is makir of it, would we consider him the bayim on this carbon? It would be considered hakrava on behalf of him, and afterwards he'll give the basar to the kohen. He has an arichos over there. He wants to bring different rayas. Bagapam, he says, if we could suggest that such a thing is true, when Yisrael brings it to be makrovit, he doesn't give it to a kain, it's considered a hakrav on behalf of him, then surely this would be much easier to understand. Why would it be that Yisrael can't be Mamer? Because until he gives it to the kain, it's still considered his carbon. Theoretically, he would have the ability to bring it and be makrovit, and then it would be considered a hakrav on behalf of him. Now, Lamaisa, how would such a thing work practically? It would have to be that he himself brings it to the Azar, and he himself does the Shechita. If whoever gave it over to a kain to do the Shechita, that itself will be considered giving over to the Kayin to be hukrav on behalf of the Kayin. And the case we have to be that he himself did the Shechita, and afterwards he took the dam and he gave the dam to a Kayin, and he asked the Kayin to be zerikid on behalf of himself. That would be the case that the Dvar Shol is suggesting. There would be a Akrova on behalf of the Yisrael, he would be considered the Bailam on this Akrova. That would explain how it could be that if the Yisrael is Mamer before he gives the Bechor to a Kayin, the Tmura is Chal. But again, this Mahalach would be a Chiddush. Now the Chedusha of Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Erichin v'Charomim, Toich Dvarav, he mentions the sugya over here in Tmura Daf Ches, which is Mavur, that Bechor Bebeis Bailim Oysen Tmura. Rav Chaim understands this means Kipshutai, the way Rashi over here is Mavur and Zayin Amad Beis, that the Yisrael can be Memer with this Bechor before he gives it to the Kain. And Chaim proves from here that before the Yisrael gives the Bechor to the Kain, it's considered in the Rishus of the Yisrael, not only if he holds Tayyav Sana is considered Mamin, not just because he has the right to choose which Kain to give it to, but even without that, the Torah considers this Bechor to belong to the Bailim until he gives it to the Kain. And Chaim says the Yisrael over there, and when it comes to Matnes Kahuna, we find a difference. Certain Matnes Kahuna are considered ready to be Bershus the Kayanim even before they're given to the Kayanim. Other Matnes Kahuna are still considered to be Bershus Bailim until they're given over to the Kayanim. For example, Reb Chaim says, Bikurim, the Arayas, that's considered ready in the Bershus of the Kayanim even before he actually gives it to the Kayanim. Ashenkin Bechor, Reb Chaim says, that's considered to be Bershus Bailim until it's given over to the Kayan. Reb Chaim explains that any Matnes Kahuna where we find the Din Nesino, like Bechor, for example, there's a din nesina that the Yisrael should give it to the Kain. If we find the din nesina, that's muchach, that he's considered b'shus to Bailim until he does the nesina. Therefore, Reb Chaim says, since it's considered the Bechor belongs to the Bailim, so even though the klal is that meskaper isa tmura, the one who has the ability to be meimer is the one who's considered the Bailim in the kapar of the korban, Reb Chaim explains over there that Bechor is different than other korbanis, and that other korbanis, the meskaper does not necessarily have to be the Bailim. One person can be designated as the one who's going to get a kapara for the korban, definitely for korbanis lichatas and asham, they're coming to be mechaper for a specific chet, but even an oilo or shlamim, there's one person who's designated to be the meskaper, the ritzui is going to be on behalf of him, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's the bailim. Reb Chaim does not bring this example, but we do find, according to Reb Yosi Aglili, that kochi kala mamim bailim, if one was mafish a korban shlamim for himself, he could sell the animal afterwards to someone else, the other person will now be considered the bailim. The other person will be able to eat the buster of the carbon, but the original Maktash, he's still considered the miskaper, since it was designated to create a kapara for him, that cannot be changed. Miktais HaChoshin and Simin Tov Vav, Sifkat and Aleph tells us, the Arushik Mar says in Psachim Dav Peites, HaMoichar Oilosei V'Shlomov Loi Osa V'Loi Klum, he says that then is true even if you hold like Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. Even a Shlom, which is Kachri Kalam, it's considered Mom and Bayam according to Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, and it can be sold. The one who buys it will be the owner of the Gabi Da'achilas Basar. Still, what the Gemara Psachim means is that once you designate one person as the miskaper for this carbon, if he's mafish it for his own carbon, whether it's an idol or a shlomim, he can't sell it to someone else, meaning he cannot make someone else the miskaper. Once the carbon was designated to be brought on behalf of one person, it has to be brought dafka on behalf of him. If you're makovit on behalf of someone else, that's a shinei bailum, and the dinim are discussed in the beginning of Zvachim. That's what it means, ha-moichar elosiv yishlamim v'leosiv v'leklum. The din is true by Shlom, even according to Beis Aglili, you cannot change the miskaper of the carbon. But as far as other carbonis, we see the din is the Bailim is not necessarily the one who is the miskaper, they can be two different people. However, Reb Chaim says, when it comes to a Bechor, the concept of the miskaper by Bechor is different than other carbonis. It's not a pshat that you designate the Bechor to be brought on behalf of one person to create a certain ritzui for him. When it comes to a Bechor, whoever is the Bailim, he's the miskaper. That's the Yisrael Reb Chaim says. Therefore, he says, according to this, we understand that since the Bailim is considered the Yisrael before he gives it, since it's a din nesino, it's considered in the Rishus of the Bailim until it's given over to the Kain, therefore the din will be that the Yisrael can't be Meimer, since he's the Bailim on it till he gives it over. The Meil is also called the Miskaper, and he has the din of Tamura. So these are possible Mahacham to explain what is the Pshat over here, why is it that the Yisrael can't be Meimer before he gives it over to the Kain. So that's the first point to discuss over here, the din of Tamura before it's given over to the Kain. Once already the Bechor was given over to the Kain, that's the Machlekes in our Mishnah. So what exactly are the Svaras of the Machlekes? So at first, Rabbi Kiva compares Bechor to Chatas and Osham. They're both Matonis to a Kain, and Chatas of Osham, the Kain cannot be Meimer. So to Bechor also, he should not be able to be Meimer. On this, Rabbi Chaim Ben Uri says, what's the comparison? Chatas of Osham, he was not Zeicha Mechaim, but Shenkin Bechor, a Kain is Zeicha Mechaim. And that Rabbi Kiva comes with what seems to be a new Taina. He learns from the Pasuk that the only one who could be Meimer is the original Bailim, the one who the Kedusha was Chal on his Rishos. Now firstly, as far as that which Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said, Echatas v'asham ein zochem hem mechayim, that's why a Kohen cannot be Meimer, Mashenken by Bechor, he should be able to be Meimer. So Toises here on Zayin Amar Beis, Dir Maschos she'ein zochem b'chayein, he asks, even if the Kohen would be Zeiche in the parts that he does get from Echatas v'asham, the Basar, even if he was Zeiche in the Mechayim, still how could he be Meimer? According to the Man Omer in the Gemara, and this is how we paskin, Basar miskaper as linon, Tmuras depend on the miskaper. Here the Kain, even if he was zeich in the Basar of the Chatas V'Asham, still he's not a miskaper. And that's how he answers. He says, V'yesh Leimar, the Rots Leimar af Basar miskaper. V'lav la'afuke bailim osi. It sounds like what Tosis is saying is, when we say that miskaper isa tmura, doesn't mean to say dafka the miskaper and no one else, rather it means even the miskaper. Even if the miskaper is not considered the bailim, for example, if there's a makdish and a miskaper, the miskaper can be maimer also, but it's not coming lafukei the makdish. However, many achayim ask on this Tosfos, including the Karni Reim in the back of the Gemara, the Briskerov, and the Tshuvas of Avram, Chelik Aleph, Simin Yadalid, all these achayim say that Tosfos cannot possibly mean that when we say miskaper is a tmur, it's not coming lafukei the makdish. It means even the miskaper, but the makdish can also be maimer. It's clear from the Gemara later on in Daf Yud, we'll see when we get to the sigil over there, and when we say miskaper is tzmura, means dafka miskaper, not the magdish. We have to say a different pshat on what Tosfos means to say over here. So Pshach and Avi Ezri, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tzmura Halacha Dawud, he discusses this point. He says, surely Tosfos does not mean to say that if there's a magdish and a miskaper, the magdish can also be meimer. Rather, what Tosfos means to say is, when we say that the miskaper is the one who has the koyach to be meimer, the pshat is, because the miskaper is considered to be the bailim. If one person was makdish a carbon on behalf of someone else, who is the bailim of the carbon? The miskaper, not the makdish. Not that in order for one to be meimer, he has to have that specific koyach of the miskaper. Rather, whoever is considered the bailim, that's the one who could be meimer. When there's a makdish and a miskaper, the miskaper is the bailim, not the makdish. Therefore, he says over here, if the kain will already have a schus to eat the basar mechayim, will already be considered his, if he's the bailim on the basar, then he's also a bailim over here, he will be able to be meimer. When one is makdish a carbon, he does not have a koyach to meimer, he's not considered the bailim, but someone who has a schus to eat the basar would be considered the bailim. However, since he only gets the schus later after the akrava, that's why a kohen cannot be meimer by chatas v'asham. However, Shach then continues, and he says, we really have to pose the question, for every carbon which has a makdish and a miskaper, who is the one who has a right to eat the basar of the carbon? Does the basar go to the makdish, or does it go to the miskaper? Shach brings over there that he himself asked the Briskerov, what is the din in this case? And the Briskerov said that Reb Chaim held that the basar goes to the miskaper. However, Reb Shach over there brings it right to the other side, that the basar goes to the makdish, and he asks if we'll assume that that's correct, that every carbon when there's a makdish and a miskaper, the makdish is the one who has the right to the basar. If so, then this question would remain, what does the Mishnah mean to say that Chatas V'Asham, if a kohen would have been Zoich HaMeichem, he would have been able to be Meimer? The way Reb Shach understood Tosfos, the Pshat is, because the one who's Meimer is really the Bailim. If one has a right to the basar, that's also considered a bailus. When we say the makdish cannot be meimer only miskaper, the pshat is because the makdish is not the bailim, the miskaper is. One, however, has a right to eat the basar, he would be considered a bailim, and he would be able to be meimer. That's why if the kain was already zeich in the basar of chatas v'asham, he would be able to be meimer. This doesn't fit with that which Reb Shach proved, that the makdish is the one who gets the basar when there's a carbon which has a makdish and the miskaper. So he answered this and he explains, that which the makdish gets the basar, when he's makdish a carbon on behalf of someone else, that's the pshat, because he was the original bailim of this animal. When he set it aside and designated for someone else's kapara, he didn't give away the right to eat the basar. The basar of the animal is still considered his, that's why he gets it after the akrava. However, that would not be enough to say that he could be meimer in the carbon, since his rights to eat the basar has nothing to do with the fact that it's a carbon, and his rights to the basar stem from the fact that he was the bailim of the mamonis of this animal all along. Therefore, this would not be a reason that he should be able to be meimer. Ashenkin, that which a kohen gets the basar from Chatas V'Asham, it's not because he was the owner of this animal, he wasn't. He has the right because he gets the matnas kohuno, he could eat the basar from the Chatas V'Asham. If he would have been zeich already mechayim, then we would have said that he is considered a bailim, since he owns the basar, and his din in the basar is not because he was the owner all along. Rather, it stems from the dini hakarbin, which tell us that the basar of Chatas V'Asham should go to a kohen. Then already, since he's the bailim in the basar, and that dini bailim comes because of the dinim of the karbin, that would be right enough to say that he's considered a bailim the inyan tmura. This is how Pshach explains Tosfos, why if he would have said Chatas V'Asham, a kohen was zeich mechayim, he would have been able to be meimer. And the Aruch Chayim would say that lacher without Tosfos, he would have been able to say what seems to be a simpler teres to this kasha. The Sfasemes learns this way, and Varshal and Simon Yudal, Sifkot and Dawud, he says, lulei divrei Tosfos, he would have answered, when Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, there's a chiluk between a bechor and Chatas V'Asham, Bechor HaKohen Ezeich HaMechayim HaShengin Chatas V'Asham, this is goof of Rabbi Yechon Benuri means to say. The fact that a Kohen Ezeich and the Bechor Mechayim, the pshat in that goof is because he's supposed to be the miskaper. He's proving from that which the Kohen is supposed to get a Mechayim before it's brought as a carbon, that the Kohen is the one who's supposed to be miskaper with this Bechor, and that's the reason why he could be Meimer. It turns not one that he should be the miskaper. The Bailam, the Yisrael, he's the one who's miskaper with this carbon. That's why he could be member and not a kohen. According to this, what Rebbeinu Benui really is saying is that a bechor, the kohen, is considered the miskaper, and now she gets a mechaim that shows that he's a miskaper, Hashenkin Chatzos Vashem, he's not. That's why over there he cannot be meimer. Now, continue on to the Ikar Sugi over here, from the bottom of Zayin Amabez all the way through Daf Ches, the Gemara is discussing the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbah Baravua. He's Mechadish Daush the Mishten, Meister Sheni, he says that Bechor Moichrin Oisai Tam Chai, a kohen who receives a Bechor, B'mat Nois Kuhuno, he could sell it. He could sell it either to a different kohen. The second Daf Ches from Amabez discusses whether he could also sell it to Yisrael. Rav Nachman's chiddush is, when do we say that he could sell it, that's dafka b'zman hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and one cannot be makavid on the Mizbeach, Hashenki b'zman HaMikdash, he does not have the ability to sell it. Kiva detam la'akrovahu dekoyi, ein moichin oisei tomim chai. The lashon of Rashi over here is, the less l'koyin z'chia b'gavei, elo me'akhtoros imurim ve'elech. Rashi in the Ches Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschel de'ibu Balmum, he says there again, Tam ikal meimer de loizochi be koin elo mishulchan gavoya, vahinu meaktores eimurim. The koin does not have a schus in the bechor only after he's makter the eimurim on the mizbeach, then he's zech in the basar mishulchan gavoya. He holds when Yisrael gives a bechor to a koin, the koin does not own it with dine mominis, therefore he doesn't have the ability to sell it. All he has is a right to be makrevit on the mizbeach, and once he's makrevit, then already he's zech in the basar mishulchan gavoya. Now we know that as far as kochi kalam in general, there's machaikas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yisi Aglili, if Kochi Kalam is considered Momen Gavoya or Momen Bailim. The Gemara brings it at the bottom of Ches Amar Aleph, the Gabi Shvuas HaPikodin. According to Rabbi Yisi Aglili, since Kochi Kalam is Momen Bailim, if one gives his Shlom to someone else to watch and he's Kofer and makes a Shvua, afterwards he's Moide, he's Chayev Karen, Chaimesh, and a Karbin as well. The Gemara brings it in Baba Kama Dafir Beis, as far as the din, if one's Shor is Negeach, someone else's Shlomim. The Pasuk says, Ki yigach shar ish es shar-e-yu. Is someone else's shlam considered shar-e-yu? This is talking in Machlekes, whether Kochi Kalam is Momen Gavoy or Momen Bailim. And the Gemara later on in Daf Ches is Mavur, that Reb Nachman's din is true even according to Rabbi Yisi Aglili, and although Bechor is also Kochi Kalam, still Reb Nachman would hold B'das Rabbi Yisi Aglili. Here we're not going to say that a Bechor is considered Momen HaKoyen, and others Bechor will be different than other forms of Kochi Kalam. This is how we hold La Halacha, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yisi Aglili, that Kochi Kalam is Momen Bailim, yet still the Rambam Paskins like Reb Nachman. In Perek Alef Hilchos Bechoris, Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, Bechor Tam, since it's Roi La'akrovo, Mizman HaMikdash, therefore a kohen does not have a right to sell it. So obviously there's a chilek between Kochi Kalam and a Bechor. So in truth, the Gemara of Baba Kama actually asks this question. At the bottom of Yubayz and Mabayz, the Gemara of there brings the member of Reb Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, and the Kash which Rava asked Reb Nachman from the member of Reb Yisi Aglili, who said, Amal, Ma, Basham, the rabbis, Kochi Kalim. And the Bais over there is Bavur, that Rabbi Aglili was talking about Bechor as well. According to Banazi, he was only talking about Bechor. Rakavam, you see over there that Bechor also has this din, that it's Momen Bailim, Legabe Karbon Shuas Apikodain. The Gemara says, why don't we simply answer that the member of Nachman is only going by Das the Chacham, who argued in Rabbi Aglili. According to Rabbi Aglili, that Kochi Kalim, Momen Bailim, Enechanagi Bechor would also be able to be sold by the Kayin. Nachman is going like the Sheet of the Chacham, that Kochi Kalim is Momen Gavaya. So the Gemara answers, this is at the top of Yigimur Amar Aleph. Gemara says that it's Pasha that Rav Nachman is going with Asher Beisi Aglili as well. The Gemara explains, Matnes Kahuna Ka'amrit, Shani Matnes Kahuna De Kika Zohu, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazohu. When does Rav Nachman Aglili hold that Kochi Kalam is Momen Bailim, by Shlomim, for example, where it was always his animal, when he's Makdish his animal, Kedusha of Kochi Kalim, he retains the Bailis, it's still considered his Momen. A Bechor, however, which is given to the Kohen by the Yisrael as one of the Matnes Kahuna, the Zman HaMikdash, where it's given him for the purpose of a krova, the kohen does not zeichen it until afterwards, after he's makter it, then he's zeichen mishulchan gavoya, he gets to eat the basar. In other words, as far as Reb Nachman, the reason why Bechor would not belong to the kohen is because it's mishulchan gavoya kazachu, that's true even according to Reb Yisi Aglili. In other words, when Reb Nachman says that a Bechor is not considered the moment of the kohen because it's oimed la krova, it doesn't mean that it's the type of kedusha which cannot have a bailos, like kochi kochim, for example, or kochi kam alibu de chachamim. Reb Nachman meant to be saying something else, since it's given as matnes kahuna, and the matana is not meant to stamp for the kohen to shecht it and eat it, as is the case if it was a balmum. It's meant to be brought as a carbon. In this case, it's not considered a matana, the kohen is not zeicha in it, until after the carbon is already brought. Now, in truth, Taisus over here in Dav Zayin Amar Beis, Dibur Maschel Lo Yishonu, and Taisus in Baba Kam as well, Dav Yud Beis Amar Beis, Dibur Maschel Vim Isa, Taisus is mavur that in truth, Rav Nachman is only going b'dasar b'segluli and not b'dasar chachamim. Because Tosfos proves that according to the Chacham, the kotri kalim is moment gevoya, then a bechor b'zman hazeh also then will be that it's not considered the moment of the kayin. And therefore, Rav Nachman says that bechor moichon oisei tam chay means b'zman hazeh, but it's not aiming for a krova, then the din is that he can sell it. That akrach is only going b'dasar b'segluli because according to the Chachamim, even a bechor b'zman hazeh would not be considered a moment kayin, the kayin would not be able to sell it. Now, I've just mentioned again, there is a Gemara in Pesachim which says, HaMoicher Eilosei V'Shlomov Le'osev V'Le'i Klum. And then if one tries to sell his carbon, whether it's Kotchei Kotchim, like an Eilo, or Kotchei Kalam, like Shlom, the din is the Mechir does not work. Rambam Paskins this din, in Perek Daon Hochas Mila Halocha Ches, even though the Rambam Paskins, like the Sheet of Rebesi Haglili, this is Mevor in Perek Ches Hochas Nuskei Momen Halocha Beis, the Rambam is Mevor that he Paskins, like Rebesi Haglili, like Kotchei Kalam, Momen Bailim. So what is the pshat? Why does it mean that a person cannot sell his shlomim? Al-Khair, it's his moment. Why should he not be able to sell it? So we mentioned before the Ktei Sacheshin and Simon Tov Aleph, he learns the pshat on this din of a moicher elosi v'shlomov is not the pshat that he can't sell the moment is bailis. Rather, what it means to say is that he cannot sell the right to be meskaper with this carbon. Once the carbon was hufash on behalf of one bailim, even if it's sold and the moment is now belongs to someone else, the other person will get the buster of the carbon. But still, when the carbon is hukrav on the mizbeach, it brings a ritzay for the original bailim. The bailis and the kapara cannot be transferred. So the Maaseh, as far as the shlom is concerned, if you hold kotchei kalam as moment gevoya, so the bailis on the moment of the animal cannot be sold. If halak basically the moment is can be sold, but the rights to be miskaper lekuliyama cannot be sold. Now as far as the bechor, so if you hold the shita of Rav Nachman, the bechor is not considered the moment of the kain, so it cannot be sold at all. Even Rav Yisrael would be maskim over here. If however you hold like Rava, who's chelik over here on Rav Nachman and Ersugyo, Rav holds even Bizman Shabbos Migdash Kayim, still the Bechor is considered the moment of the Kain. According to Rav, if the Kain sells the Bechor, then the din of the Miskaper will also be transferred. This is based on the Yisai which we said before from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said Yisai that the din of the Miskaper by Bechor is different than other Karbonis. Other Karbonis, when you're mafish the Karbon, you're mafish it on behalf of someone to be the Miskaper, the Karbon will accomplish a Ritzui for him. Afterwards, even if you can sell the Bailus of the moment of the Karbon, but the one who's the miskaper, that will always remain the same. He's always considered the bailim legabi the kapara. A bechor, however, is not designated to be miskaper for anyone specifically. Whoever is the bailim of the mumen, he memela gets the din of the miskaper of the carbon as well. Therefore, according to this, if you could sell the mumen of the carbon, then the one who buys it, he also will have the din of the miskaper. The din of the miskaper is transferred along with the bailis of the mumen. Now, another point which needs clarification over here is that which Rav Nachman was mechalik between Bechor Bizman HaMikdosh and Bechor Bizman HaZeh, the Biskrov over here is bothered by this. He said, what difference should it make if there's a Beis HaMikdosh to be Mak of the Bechor or it's Bizman HaZeh when there's no Beis HaMikdosh? That shouldn't change the actual dinim of the carbon. It's only a chesaron in Hecha Timtza, it's a technical issue that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh to be Mak of the Bechor. But Be'esem, the Bechor needs a Krova. It's not that this Bechor doesn't have a din Krova. It has a din that it's supposed to be hukrav on the mizbeach, just we don't have a base in English with a mizbeach to be makrivit on, so why should that change the din of the bechor? Theoretically, mehir yibana base hamikdash, if at any moment the base in English will be built, then immediately we'll be able to be makriv the bechor on the mizbeach, so why should there be any difference between a bechor bezman hamikdash and a bechor bezman hazeh? So the Biskrov has an arichus about this in his sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchos Bechor is page 104. At first the Biskrov says, the cheretz mukach from here, that which the din is according to Rav Nachman, that it's not considered moment HaKoyin, it's not the pshat that the Koyin never got a full bailus in this Bechor. He does Be'etzem have a full bailus, just as something which is mafkia his bailus, that which it's roi la'akrovet and is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, that's what abolishes his bailus. And therefore he says then it would only be in a case where it's actually lemaisa imid for HaKrovet, it's destined to be brought on the Mizbeach, there's manazeh where there is no Mizbeach right now to bring it on, you wouldn't have anything to mafkia his bailus. However, the Biskrov says, this Lechari cannot be pshat, because if this is the case, then it would have nothing to do with the fact that a Bechor is Matnois Kohuno. All Kabbarnas would have the same din, that since they're Oymed for Akrova, therefore there is no Bailis on them, Kochikam Alibu Derbeis Yaguli, which we know that one can sell them, he is considered a Bailim, even though the Roy for Akrova Bizman HaMikdosh still Derbeis Yaguli holds, that's not Mafkiya the Bailis, so why should here be different? Akar Lepshat is because this is a specific din, since they were not originally owned by the Kain, they were given to him as Matnes Kahuna, and since it has a din to be brought as a carbon, the Matana's only chal, it only becomes his after the Akhtara. If so, the question would remain, if a Bechor Tam which has a din Akrova, he never gets a bailus in it, and that din should be true even Bizman HaZeh, since the Maisa has a din to be hooker of on the Mizbeach, even though the Maisa one cannot carry that out, that's only a technical problem. The Biskov has an Arichos over there, and the Maisa he explains as follows. He quotes the Machlekes in the Yerushalmi and Maisa Sheni, which he explains based on the Shita of Tosfos. We'll see this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis and Mid Beis, an important Machlekes. The Shita of Tosfos over there is, although basically really holds the Kotcher Kalam is Momen Bailim, however the Chilek that the Kohen gets after the Krova of the Korban, that Chilek is not considered Momen Kohen. The Gemara over there says, Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, the Chaz of a Sheik which the Kohen is given as part of his Chilek, it's not the Pshat that it becomes his, it's not given to him to do whatever he wants with it, he has his Chos to eat it, but it's not his Momen, and therefore if he's Mekadosh and Isha with it, then is that the Kedushin is not Chal. As far as the Chilek of the Bailim, however, Tosfos holds, it is considered Momen Bailim. The same way before he's makravit, it's considered mamon bailim, according to Rabbi Seglili. After the korban is hukar on the mezbeach, and the bailim gets his basar, it's also considered his mamonis, and he can mekadesh an isha with it. Now, the way the Biskrov explains is machlegas in the Yerushalmi, what is the din as far as the basar of a bechor which a kohen gets? Do we look at it as if he's getting it midin the bailim of a regular kotchei kalim, the same way Yisrael gets the basar from his shlomim, and according to the way Tosfos understands, that's considered his mamonis, he can mekadesh an isha with it. So to the kohen which gets the basar of bechor after the akrova, it's considered his mominus. Or do we say that it's considered similar to the chilek that a kohen gets from a shlomim, the chaz of a shayk, mishulchan gavay kazoch, when it's not his, he cannot be mekadosh and yishu with it. The tzatzit say that the kohen is zeicher a kinyan mominus in the basar is because the maisi is given the bechor mechayim. If it will become a balmum, he'll be able to keep it and eat it without a akrova. So the kohen's din in the bechor is the same as the bailam's din in every kotchei kalim. When he gets the basar after a krova, he's not getting it mishulchan gavoya, and therefore the din is that it's his mominus, he can be mekadesh and isha with it. The other man damar holds, he brings a drasha from a pasuk, ubesaram yielecha kichazei atnufa ukesheikat shuma. The Torah compares the basar of a bechor to the chaz of a sheik of shlamim. From there we learn that the basar of the bechor, which a kohen gets after that krova, he's getting it the same way he gets the chaz of a sheik, as part of the kotchei hamigdash, which a kohen gets from karbonis. It's Mishulchan Gavei Kazachu, and therefore it's not his Mominus. According to this, Biskov explains, although it was considered his Mechaim already, if it become a Balmom, he can shecht it and eat it. However, when he's Makrovit, the Torah tells us, now that he's not getting the Basar and Mikayach his original Bailus, now that he's getting it with the Nudin, the same way Kain gets the Chaz of Veshoik of Shlomim. Biskov explains, Reb Nachman holds like this man, the Omar, man number holds that the Kain, when he gets the Basar of the Bechor, he's not getting it Mikayach his original Bailus, rather he's getting it because it's similar to Chaz of Veshoik. And that he explains, that's the chilek between Bechor Bezman HaMikdash and Bechor Bezman HaZeh. Bezman HaMikdash, since his carbon is omid for Akrova, and when he'll be makrovit, he'll get the basar not mikoyach his original bailus, rather mishulchan gavoya like the chaz of Hishayik, therefore Ibn Nachman holds, that's what's mafkiya his bailus mechaim, he cannot sell it, since the din of this carbon is to be brought on the mizbeach, and then for a kohen to get it, midin kodshei mikdash, not mikoyach the original bailus. So though on one hand, the fact that this bechor was given to the kohen and he'll be able to eat it if it becomes a balmum, that really should give him a full bailus. The manas kohen already gives it to him mechaim, and it should be considered his, you should be able to sell it. That which he cannot sell it is a din that since it's bezman hamikdash and it's supposed to be brought for a carbon, that's what's mafkiya his bailus. Therefore we understand that bezman hazeh, since it's not oimid la'akrova, since right now there is no mikdash, there's nothing which is mafkiya his bailus, and since Be'asim he did get a full bailus when he was given the bechor by the Yisrael, here the bailus will remain intact. The risk of is being mechalik between a bechor and other kotchei kalim. Other kotchei kalim, we said, according to Rabbi Seglili, it can be sold, even though they also have a din hakrova. The Torah says, other kotchei kalim, after the hukar of on the mizbeach, when the bailam gets back his basar, he's not getting the basar as part of kotchei migdosh, the way the kohen gets the chaz of a shayik. The chelik of the bailam is considered his mominus, he can't be mekadosh and isha with it. On that, we don't say mishulchan gavoya kazachu, we only say it on the chelik of the kohenim. Since after that krova, when he gets the basar, it's going to be mikayach his original bailus. So though there is a din krova on this carbon, but since this din krova does not say that eventually the basar will be given mishulchan kavoya, the basar will be his because of his original bailus, so that krova is not mafkiya mechayim that bailus, that's why he's able to sell it. This is the site of the Biskarov, this is how I explain the shita of Reb Nachman, why there's a chilek between a bechor tam bezman hamikdosh and a bechor tam bezman hazeh. Now this is all Beshitas Tosis over there in the Sugya and Kedushin. According to Rashi, however, the Biskarov says, the Shita of Rashi is, and we say that Mishulchan Gavei Kazochu by Kotchei Kalim, that's not only talking about the Chilik of the Kainim, that's also talking about the Chilik of the Bailim. The Bailim also, when he gets the Basar from Kotchei Kalim, he's not able to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. We say that he's only given it Mishulchan Gavei for Achilo, it's not considered his fully. If so, the Biskarov says, the question will remain, we cannot say this, you say that Bechor, the reason why it's not considered his Mechaim, is because it has a din akrova, and after the akrova the bus will be given me shulchan gavoya. Since according to Rashi that's true by all kochi kalim, and still we know the din is that kochi kalim is mamon bailim. Akorach this you say is not true with Das Rashi. The Biskrov goes on over there to explain how Rashi will learn the sugya. What is the pshat of Nachman over here? We can take a look further in the Biskrov. He has a great arichas on this inyan. Now we'll continue on to another point. The Gemara at the top of Chesam and Aleph quotes the Braisa, Bebechor Nemer Li Sifte, V'nim Karhu. The Braisa is referring to the Pasuk in Parashas Kairach, Ach Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Kesev, Oy Bechor Eiz Li Sifte, Koyd Hashem, Es Domam Tizrik Al Mizbeach, Ves Chelbom Takter, Ishal Reach Nichoyach Lashem. And the Gemara says, since the end of that Pasuk is obviously talking about a Bechor Tam Bizman Azeh, we're talking about being Makrivit, Mashmai says the beginning is also talking about Bechor Bizman Azeh, and still, Mordaik from the Pasuk that Loi Sifte, Pidin does not work on a Bechor, but Mechira can be done. This is the Kash under of Nachman. On this thing, where answers, that the ratio of the Pasuk is talking about a Bechor Bamum, and the Seif is talking about a Tam. So you know of a Raif, from that which the Bryce is Mordaik in the ratio, Loi Sifte, that Smashman, that Mechira does work, you know of a Raif, negative of Nachman, that could be talking about a Bamum. Now, in the Shizvuk Abetes over here in Ois Gimel, he asks a Kasha, this is related to a point that we discussed in the Hagdomo. Yes, how could the Gemara have half a minute to say that the beginning of the Pasuk, which says Li Sifte, is talking about a Tam, is Pasha that one cannot be paid at a Tam? Why would you think that a Bechor is different than other Korbanis? Other Korbanis which do have Pidyon, it's only after they become a Balmum. Here where the Torah is coming to tell us that Bechor does not have Pidyon, it's Pasha that it's talking about a Balmum. If it's talking about a Tam, why would you need this Pasuk of Li Sifte? Why would you think that it's different than other Korbanis? So we mentioned already earlier that there's a Rashi in Baba Kama Yud Gimel, which does say such a thing. Now, without the Pasuk of Loi Sifte, you would have said that a Bechor Tam does have Pidyon, and we mentioned that the Minchas Chinuch explains the Pshat is, you would have thought that just like a Bechor of Peter Chamor has Pidyon, the Torah says you should be Poydeh B'seh, a Bechor of Adam also has Pidyon, you're Poydeh B'chomich Sulim, and would have thought that a Bechor Behemoth Tahira also has Pidyon, therefore the Pasuk says Loi Sifte, it itself has to be brought as a carbon, you cannot be Poydeh with something else. This is how would be the Pshat and the Havmin of the Gemara as well, this is how you can answer the Kasha of the Sheet of Mikubetes. The Shaila, however, would be after the terrace of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Meet the Irya Reisha B'Balmum, Seifa B'Tam. After the Gemara says the Pasuk of Loi Sifte, and the Reisha is talking about a Balmum, so does it mean to say Dafka Balmum, and you don't need a Pasuk of Loi Sifte for a Tam? That would be not like that Rashi in Baba Kamo. Or perhaps, B'das Rashi, we could say that even after the Maskana of the Gemara, the Gemara does not mean to say that Loi Sifte is only necessary for a Balmum. Erech Hanami, as Rashi says, as the Minchas Tzunach explains, it could be necessary for a Tam as well. However, what the Gemara means to say is that it's not only talking about a Tam, it's also talking about a Balmum, meaning Be'etzem, we're learning two dinim from this Pasuk of Loi Sifte. Number one, we're learning that as far as a Bechor Behemoth Tahira, it's different than a Bechor Adam or Bechor Peder Chamor. The other types of Bechors have Pidyon. Here the Torah did not want you to be paid, the Torah wanted you to bring it itself as a carbon. Additionally, we're also learning a separate din, that a Bechor is different than other types of Korbanos. Other types of Korbanos, once they become a Balmum, they have Pidyon. A Bechor, even after it becomes a Balmum, does not have Pidyon. That was from a daik from the Pasuk, that although it doesn't have Pidyon, it does have Mechira, that daik is only true by a Balmum, since by a Tam, as Reb Nachman holds, it's not Mamun Kain, and therefore he cannot sell it. That's the Chana Rashi will learn, the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean to say that the Pasuk is only talking about a Balmum, rather it's telling us both, a din by a Tam and a din by a Balmum. Now we'll continue on, Reb Meshasha asks a kasha on Reb Nachman, from the case of Kehenesh, Shenis Arva Vlado Bevlad Shivchosa. The din of there is, Yigdidu Ataravis Meshachrim Zezeh, Shneim Ilchlin Bechuma, Chalkin Chalik Echad Alagirin. As far as the Bechor, which is born to one of them, the Mishnah tells us, Yirwachi Yistavu, Vyechlu Bemuman. The Gemara assumes the case must be talking about this Bechor was born Bizman HaMikdosh. If it was Bizman HaZeh, then everyone's Bechor has that din, that's Yirwachi Yistavu. Elamite's talking about Bizman HaMikdosh, and still the din is, they don't have to bring it as a carbon, they can hold it and wait till it gets a mum. The Gemara's bothered Bishnu if you hold, we understand why he could hold on to it, because indeed in moments it's his. And as Rashi says, if we're going to tell him that he has to be makrivit, he's not going to be able to eat the basar, he's going to lose out, therefore we allow him to hold on to it and wait till it gets a mum. This is also going to get a point that we discussed in Nakdomo. We brought a machlekes rishonim, what is the din with the basar of a bechor which was hukrav on the mizbeach? Who's let eat from the basar? A kohen can eat from the basar, a zar cannot. However, what about neshei kohenim or avdi kohenim? The Shita of the Rambam and Perigud Meister Kamaris Halacha Hei is that they can eat from the Basar. We mentioned the other Rishonim argue, the Ravid, the Rashba, they hold that Avdi Kohanim and the Sheik Kohanim cannot eat from the Basar, it's Dafka Zichrei Kohuna. The Chadis Kamar would seem to be a Rai Kenegad the Rambam.
Because as Rashi explains over here, what is the reason why they could hold on to this carbon and not be makrovit? Because if they bring it to the Mikdash and it's going to be hukrav on the Mizbeach, they're not going to be able to eat the basar since they're safek kohenim. And the question is, since one of them is a kohen and one of them is the eved of the kohen, so then the din will be that even the eved could eat from the basar, according to the Rambam. The Marashach, he should be able to eat from the basar, either he's a kohen or he's an eved kohen, so why will there be any hefsid if they're makrovit? If there's no hefsid, then what would give them the right to hold on to it and wait till it gets a mum? So in truth, this really would depend how to learn what is the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says, "Igdilu taravis meshachrim zeh zeh." Then it continues, "Vishneim oichlin b'tshumo v'cholkin chelak yachad al agirin b'cheren yirat sheyistavu." What is the case of shneim oichlin b'tshumo? Is it talking about a case where they were ready meshachar each other, or is it talking about before they were meshachar each other? So Rashi over here says that case clearly is talking about before they were meshachar each other. That's so they could both eat from tshumo because one of them is a kohen, one of them is an eved kohen. However, after they're ready meshachar, they definitely cannot eat tshumo. Since one of them is a kain and one of them is an Eved Meshuchar, the Eved Meshuchar is Aser B'Tshuma. Since we're not sure which is which, they would both be Aser B'Achilas Tshuma. The next thing of the Mishnah as well, Chalkin Chalik Echer Ala Gairin, Rashi also explains the case he's talking about before Shechar, and the Mishnah is telling us that we could give them one Chalik if they come together. If whoever one comes on his own, we would not give it to him, since perhaps he's an Eved Kain, and then as one does not give Tshuma to an Eved Kain, Dilma Asri La Sukei Li Yuchsin. Now the following din of Becherin Yiruat Sheyistavu, if we'll assume that this case is also talking about before Shechar, Elochai will be the Pashas according to Rashi, if the previous two cases of Shnei Oichlin B'Tshuma and the din of Chalkin Chalik Echad Al Agirin, if those cases are talking about before Shechar, we could assume Kifshut that this is also talking about before Shechar, then Enechnaim this would be a kasha on the Rambam. If a Becher is born to this pair, why should they not be able to bring it and be makrovit? What are they going to lose out? The Marashach will be able to eat from the basar of the carbon according to the Rambam, since one of them is a kain and one of them is an Eved kain. And Nagoyis HaGrov, here also is Mucha, he learns the Gemara this way. He says, the din of Shneim Oichlin B'Tshuma, Chalkin Chalik Echad Al Agirin. These cases are talking about before Shechar, and the din of Becherin Yiruachi Yistavu, also the Gain says, could be talking about before Shechar. For that reason, the Gain wants to take out from the Girsa the words Higdu Ataravis Meshachrim Zeazeh, since the Hemshach of the Mishnah is not talking about a case where there was a Shechar. Akapam, the Gain is Mavur, that the din of the Mishnah, Becherin Yiruat Sheyistavu, could be talking about a case where there was no Shechar yet. The Elochai would not fit with the Shita of the Rambam. If there was no Shechar, why should they not bring it as a carbon? Why would there be any Hefsid? They would be able to eat the Basar of the carbon. However, we see clearly, with Asa Rambam, there would be a way to answer this Mishnah, that the Rambam could learn that the case of Becherin Yiruat Sheyistavu is talking about a case where there was a Shechar. Although the previous cases, surely the case of Shnei Eichel Meshumah cannot be talking about where there was a Shechar. Rakapam, the Rambam could learn that the case of Becherin Yiruat Sheyistavu is talking about whether it was a Shechar. If there was already a Shechar, then we understand why there would be a Hefsid if they're Makar of this Bechar. Each one is a Suffolk, whether he's a Kain or Evan Meshuchar. On the side that he's Evan Meshuchar, he would not be allowed to eat from the Basar of this Bechar. And the Chadush Shagriz over here, he also asks his Kasha, if you hold like the Shita of the Rambam, after Kainim could eat from Bechar, what would be the Hefsid if they're Makar of this Bechar before it gets a Mum? He says, perhaps you could say a different Pshat, and that is, after the carbon is hukrav on the mizbeach, really the klal is, Anshei Mishmar are the ones who divide the basar of a carbon. The Arush Adin is generally that the basar of Bechar goes to the kain who is given the Bechar by the Yisrael. That's because he's the makrav of the carbon. We learn from the pasuk which says, Ish es kadoshav lo yiyeh, that the kain who is makrav of the carbon, he's the one who has the rights to get the basar. So too, when the kain brings the Bechar, since he himself is makrav it, that's why he gets the basar. In truth, this is really based on the Yisrael which we discussed previously from the Biskarov. Pashas, he would have said, that which the Kain gets the Basar of the Bechar, that's because it was his all along. Just as the Bayim always gets the Basar from his carbon when it's Kotche Kalim, so too the Kain gets the Basar of the Bechar. However, as the Biskarov says, which at least is according to one sheet in the Yushalmi, that which the Kain gets the Basar of the Bechar is not Bikayach his original Bailus, as Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. Like upon according to that, we understand, the Biskarov says, the only reason why he would get it and not the rest of the Kainim is because he's the Makriv. Therefore he says in this case, where he obviously would not be able to do the Hakrova, since he's a Safik, whether he's really a Kain or an Eved, once he himself already cannot do the Avodah on this carbon, maybe he also loses his rights to get the Basar. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that's the reason why this Safik could hold on to it and not be Makriv it, he could wait till he gets a Mum. If he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash for Hakrova, he's not going to get the Basar, because it's going to be distributed to the Anshei Mishmar. Now, which Kain usually does get the basar, that's because he was makrovit. Here, we cannot do that krova, he's not going to get the basar either. Therefore, since he's going to have a hefsid, he has the right to wait till it gets a mum. The Mice of the Biskrov asks kashas on this pshat, one could take a look over there. Rakhman, this could be another possible pshat to answer for the Rambam. what would be the hefsid if you're makriv this bechara? According to this shot, you don't have to say the case of the Mishnah is talking about after shechar. That was a doichik, because as we said, the case of Eichel and Betshuma is talking about before shechar. It's true that this case is also talking about before shechar. According to this shot of the Biskrov, you could say he's talking about before shechar, and still it is that there'll be a hefsid, since he himself would not be able to do that krova, since he's only a safek kain. Now there is another kasha which a number of achrenim ask over here in the chelusha b'kveger over here. He brings this kasha. According to the Havmir, the Gemara, this din of the Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaMikdosh. He asks, how can we allow them to wait and not be marked of this carbon, wait till it gets a moment and eat it b'mumay? L'chari, one is over a lav of leisa acher, one is not allowed to delay from bringing a carbon. Although we do find if the Bechar itself is a Safik Bechar, there he's not mechayiv to bring it, he could wait. Here, however, where it's a Vadei Bechar, it definitely is a Bechar which needs a krava in the Mikdosh. How could we allow him to wait and be over leisa acher, just because they don't want to lose out, they want to wait till it gets a moment and be able to eat it? So in truth, the Shita B'Kabetzis over here in Oizvav, he actually brings this kasha b'shem Taisvis, and he says, Yesh Mefarshim, this din that they can hold on to it and wait till it gets a mum, that's only for 1 year. Up to 1 year, one is not over the Isra of Baal Ta'acher, as is Mavur in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Enechanami over here, we only allow them to hold on to it for 1 year. Beyond that, we're already be over an Isra of Baal Ta'acher, already be mechayev them to be makavit and not hold on to it. The Taisvis then brings Vyesh Mefarshim, some say, in this case, to the Bechor is owned by Taruivis, here really there will be no Isser of Baal Ta'acher. Here again, we need Hezber, what would be the Pshat in this? Why should it make a difference who owns this Bechor? If it definitely is a Bechor and it needs a Krova, why should it make a difference if we're not sure the one who is born to, whether he's a Kain or an Eved, why should that make a difference as far as the Isser of Baal Ta'acher? This would need further Hezber.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.